Another huge weekend of Pac-12 football. And who better to talk about all of it than the guy who is a longtime returning champ and original member of our favorite network. He's an author, a filmmaker, an analyst, an awesome friend to this show. On Twitter, use at Yogi Roth. Yogi, always great having you. How's life been treating you and the family?
We're good, man. I love coming on your show. I feel so much better about life after I talk to you. I don't know what it is. It's your voice or something, man. I'm always like, oh, today's going to be really good.
I appreciate that. And I feel the same way. I use the term uplifting. So, I like, you know, some time ago, you came up with the hashtag, how great is ball? And obviously, you watch college football, it's spot on. So I was thinking, you know, this conference and this year, you look at the Duck Husky game last week, then you get UCLA surprised by Arizona, the weekly mayhem. Can I offer an offshoot? And instead of just how great is ball, how bonkers is the Pac-12?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's really cool this year. I mean, you know that. We've been tracking this league forever, seemingly, and you know, feels like there's been a negative narrative around this league for a while. You know, if you live it, you know that's not the case. You know the stories, you celebrate them, you hype them up. But now, like, with six teams ranked in the top 25 right now and five in the top 17 that can rival, you know, the team that God forbid anybody, the league that God forbid anybody criticizes in the SEC, like, you just got to feel really good about where the pack's at. Now, we know what's going to happen in a matter of, you know, 24 to 30 hours from now, you know, like, USC, UCLA, somebody's going to win or lose, Utah, Oregon. You know, two teams are going to fall out of the race here. And we know the CFP race is seemingly down to one team right now in SC because we haven't seen a two-loss team get in. So, yeah, chaos will occur. But, man, it's so much deeper this year. You know, I just got to get on talking to Kalen DeBoer in our production meeting with our crew on the Pac-12 networks. And he's talking about all the quarterbacks. And it's kind of like every week you got to face one. It never felt like that in a while. Like every week you got an NFL guy you got to manage and deal with. And I think it's a great thing for the league.
You know, I want to get to what you and Ashley talked about after the new rankings came out, because I thought it existed with Oregon and now with USC. You know, I think the committee makes it clear they favor conference champs. So with the Trojans now, the Bruins are ranked. Notre Dame is ranked. In the league title game, they would play a ranked team. So kind of reiterate your case that if SC wins out, man, they're probably a playoff team.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we just got done presenting to the College Football Playoff Committee as well yesterday morning. So every couple of weeks, our commissioner, George Kleofkoff, Merton Hanks, myself, and others,